פרגרף חס, וזה בחינס מחלויקס קוירח וכל הדוסוי. And this will also give us a whole new insight into the battle that Korach waged against Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen. Korach and all of his cohorts. Shehoyu Anoshim Gedoilim Ma'oid Ma'oid. Rav Nosson Zal doesn't exaggerate. He doesn't waste words. He says these were very, very great people. The people with Korach, they were on an extremely high level spiritually. Balei Hasoga v'Ruach HaKodesh. These were people who had Ruach HaKodesh, prophets, extremely high level. Kama Shekosav, as the Torah says, Nesiei Eda, leaders of the community, Kruei Moed, ones who were qualified to define when the holidays are, whether we make the year into a leap year or not. We're talking about the top leading rabbis, Roshei Sanhedrois, the leaders of the Sanhedrin. Ubifrat Korach, especially Korach, Shehoyo Godoyo Mikol HaLeviim, who was the greatest of all the Leviim. And the Leviim were the most religious people in the Jewish community. They were the ones who were totally for Hashem, you know. Kimavur Bechol HaSforim, as is written throughout all the Sforim. Umeheichon bo zois lipoel kol kach lachloik al Hashem val Moshe val Aaron. Where in the world did this come from, that Korach and all of these people, these high-level people, should come up with this bright idea to go against Hashem and Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen? Ach kol zeh nimshach mebechin anal. All of this comes from what we mentioned earlier. She'afilu tzadikim gedoylem v'noiroim yesh lehem yetzer hora. That even very great, awesome tzadikim, they still are contending with the Yetzer Hara, with an evil inclination. Raku bechinas malach hakodosh mamish. However, it's not the kind of thing that ordinary Jews encounter whatsoever. This has nothing to do with physical desires. It has nothing to do with materialism. It's a different league completely. Hainu bechinas givurois vedinim elyoinim ugavoyim. We're dealing here with a situation where there's very, very high level midas hadin that's coming from the highest places in heaven, which these tzaddikim have to try to sweeten. Their mission is to try to reverse the din, to turn the din into chesed. And that's a very difficult item, again, depending on what level you're dealing on, especially since we know, we always say that the Yetzer Hara is on the left side. They're drawing all their energy. They're in charge of the left side. They're in charge of Midas Hadin. They live on Midas Hadin. So now the tzaddik has to go into their turf, into Midas Hadin, and try to sweeten it, try to reverse it. V'heim tzrichim melchomo gedoyla bedaitom lichboish ulashaber zahayetzahara. And these tzaddikim require a very, very high-level battle in their minds, in their brains, to conquer and to defeat this yetzahara. Afal pishahu kodosh vezach. Even though this yetzahara is a holy, pure angel, he's very holy and pure, but still, it's the tzaddik's mission to reverse him, to turn him around, to change din into chesed. Umi shepoigem bozer, and a tzaddik who makes a mistake, who messes up in this mission, ve'enoy mamtik hadin koroi, and he does not succeed in sweetening the din properly, in reversing the din properly, yochol lipoil b'teusim u'mechsholois harbe al yedezer. If he makes a mistake in this, it can lead him into tremendous mistakes, into major mistakes and major pitfalls. Ach yesh boze alofim v'rivavois b'chinois. However, regarding these mistakes and pitfalls, there are thousands and tens of thousands of levels, of varieties. Ki yesh kama tzadikim shepogmo boze, because there are many tzadikim who messed up in this mission of being mamtik dinim. And despite the fact that their pegam was very serious, still, they retained their status. They still remained tzaddikim. Umesu b'tzidkosam. They died righteous people, 100% righteous people. You know, the fact that they made a specific mistake did not change their status. We know Rabbeinu Zal once said that there are a few things that he disagrees with the world in. The world says, people say, that if a person, a tzaddik, commits a sin, he's no longer a tzaddik. And Rabbeinu Zal said, I disagree. I say that if a tzaddik commits a sin, the tzaddik is a tzaddik and the sin is a sin. It doesn't always, the sin always doesn't knock him out completely. Aval, however, yesh shepogmu bebechina seitzor agavoyanal, there are tzaddikim who messed up in battling this very high level yetzahara. And when they failed, when they didn't succeed in defeating the Yetzirah, the Yetzirah took them apart to the point where the Yetzirah pushed the tzaddik all the way down to the point where the tzaddik fell totally. The kafru be'ikar rachmon atzlan, and in certain cases, the tzaddik denied the existence of Hashem. Kemo shematzino, as we find in the Gemara and Chagiga, the famous story, barbo shenichnesu lepardes, about four great tzaddikim, rabbis of the Gemara, who entered into a very high spiritual place. Shebevadai kol ho'arbo hoyu givoyim b'mayla ma'oid ma'oid. These four were definitely on a very, very high level. Shezochu likones lepardes. They entered into the pardes, which the Gemara there, this refers to an incredibly high level, al pi Kabbalah. You know, a very high spiritual place. Ach lo nimlat mehem b'shleimus ki emechod. However, of the four, only one of them came out totally successful. Hu Rabbi Akiva, shenichnas b'shalom v'yotza b'shalom. The Gemara says he entered in peace and he left in peace. Aval ben Azayu ben Zoyma, two of the four rabbis who went with him, by one of them it says hitzitz v'nifga. He looked at a very, very high spiritual place, and it harmed him. It harmed him. That's the wording of the Gemara. V'nifga. He was harmed by what he saw. The second one, it says, hitzitz, he looked umes, and he died. His soul left him. His soul couldn't handle the brightness of the light. One of them, he saw a light that was so bright that afterwards, when he came back, he would speak and nobody could understand what he was saying. So they thought he lost his mind, when in reality it was that he made contact with so high level a light that he wasn't capable of putting that light into Kalim anymore. Mm-hmm. So that it seemed as if he was talking gibberish and bibberish. Really, he was speaking deep secrets, but he wasn't on the level to be able to contain it and control it. That's those two. One died, and one, his mind was affected. But afal pikein nisharu b'tzidkosom. However, they remained totally religious. They retained their righteousness. Umesu b'tzidkosom. They died as tzaddikim. Rak shepogmu eze pigam v'shogu ma sheshogu. It's just that there was some type of defect. There was some type of mistake. Aval acher. But the other rabbi, Rabbi Elisha ben Avuya, who the Gemara says from that point on he was called Acher, the other one, we don't even mention his name, Kitzetz ben Etiois, he ended up losing it totally, V'yotza me'oilomoy legamri rachmon al-slan, and he got knocked out of the ballpark totally. He left Judaism. V'ikar te'usoy al yedei b'china, not he left Judaism, he lost his faith in Hashem. V'ikra to'usoy, and the Gemara says that his main mistake, what caused him to get lost? Bechinas hamalach, an angel. That's the wording of the Gemara. He saw an angel in heaven. Hainu al yedei shiro malach memtes. He saw the chief angel in heaven, the highest level angel in heaven, the isyahiv le'reshus le'michtav zchusayu, who was given permission by Hashem to actually write the merits of the Jewish people. And to Acher, this looked to him like Hashem. And he got confused. It, it,
Hashem's over there and Hashem's over there. Uh-oh, what does that mean? There's two.
V'chulu, etc. As the Gemara shows over there. Hainu shehatos sheloi hoyo al yidei toikef hadin shehislabeshos bebechinas malach. His mistake came about as a result of a major, major power of din that cloaked itself in that angel, in the Malach Memtes. There were forces of din that were involved in that Malach Memtes at the time. V'nosan loy mokoim litois. And that's what made it possible for Acher to make a mistake. This Acher was one of the leading rabbis of the Gemara, a Tana in the Gemara, and even him, this was able to confuse him. And he was not able to stand up to the test, to be solid in his mind, you know, not to let anything get him to swerve from pure faith in Hashem. Voholach achar hisboinenu sichloi, he followed his own personal thoughts, his own analysis, how he interpreted the situation, ad shekitzeitz benetios rachmanal son, to the point where he ended up becoming apikoris. He ended up denying the oneness of Hashem. V'alkeinom rabbi seinu zal bemes, that's why the Gemara says there, in fact, sha'aisuhu lamalach memtes, v'yohovu lei shitin pulsa denura, that they brought the Malach Memtes and they gave him 60 lashes, 60 fiery lashes. He was punished. Why? My time aloy komi kameh. Why didn't he stand up for him? I think, if I recall, why didn't he stand up for this rabbi? In other words, and that would have set the rabbi straight right away to know that this is only an angel. Don't get confused. We find this is a major topic in the Zohar HaKadosh. In fact, in Chumash we find, I think it's in Parshas Mishpatim, where Hashem says to the Jews that because of Regel HaZohav, I'm not going to go with you, I'm going to send an angel instead. Don't confuse you. Don't get confused. Al Tamer boy, don't get confused with him. Ki Shmi Bekir boy, because my name is inside of him. And the Zohar HaKadosh has major, major discussion about this, that this Malach Memtes, his name is Bigimatria Shakai, Hashem's name Shin Dalad Yud, and in many ways he takes on, in other words, and he's the one who Hashem puts in charge during the weekdays, Kaviyochel, as if Hashem puts the world in autopilot during the weekdays, and this angel is in charge, in a sense, and therefore it's possible, it's easily for people to be mistaken and to see this angel and to think that it's Hashem, whereas in fact a person has to be very, very careful and not get confused. Whereas Acher made a mistake. I'm simplifying this for us for now, just to get a little bit of a picture. So Rav Nosson says, "Move on, Mizeh." We see, based on what the Gemara says there, shehislabeishos ezedin b'malach memtes, that there was a midas hadin that cloaked itself in this Malach Memtes, and that made this Malach Memtes a tool, that used this angel as a tool to trip up Acher, to get Acher to be nichshal, to fall. Sherotzo lehizgarois boy ulenasoisoi, that Midas Hadin wanted to try to mamish tease Acher and test him and try to knock him down. Vezehu bechinas hayetzahora shelmalo, this is that heavenly Yetzahara, Shehu Bechinas Malach HaKadosh, which Rabbeinu Zal refers to over there in the Kutimran as a holy angel, a very high-level angel, Bechinas Dinim Ugvurais, which is this concept of Din and Gvura.